to love the presence of the Lord. It says, in his presence there's fullness of joy.
Good evening, everyone. And welcome to prayer service for November 9th. I apologize for the feedback. Let me just confirm that.
Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Do you hear an echo?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Give me one moment while I do a little troubleshooting. My service will start momentarily.
Can everyone hear me? Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our prayer service for Wednesday, November 9th in the year 2022. I apologize for the technical difficulty, but sometimes little minions and devils get in the way of what God has in store for us. But we will press on. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise with Deacon Charles Fleet, Jr.
Good evening, First Baptist Church, family, friends, and visitors. Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Our Father, I come this evening just thanking you. Thanking you for another day that you have blessed us with. Thanking you for watching over us through this day and protecting and keeping us, for blessing us throughout this day, blessing our families and friends and neighbors. Thanking you, Lord, for the blessings of your love for us and keeping us this far. Praying, O Lord, for my church family, each and every one, for those that are sick and shut in, and those that are under the shadow of bereavement. Thanking you for your mercy and grace upon First Baptist and keeping us this long, 159 years. Thanking you for each and every member, O Lord, and praying for them, praying for our shepherd, Reverend Tucker, and his daughter, Lisa, praying for the official board of First Baptist, and each and every club in First Baptist. Thanking you for your mercy and grace in keeping us. Praying for those that are sick and shut in, and those that are under the shadow of bereavement. I just say thank you for what you have blessed us with this day, for blessing us that we have just come out of this country's voting cycle, and there wasn't any much violence or trouble. Be with us as a country. Bless this president. Keep him and his administration safe and in your care. I just say thank you, Lord, for your blessing us all. And I just give you all of the honor, all of the praise, and all of the glory. And I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Cecilia Diane Barnes.
Good evening, all. I will read Proverbs 3,
1 through 6. Wisdom bestows well-being. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Christopher Bazemore.
Thank you. Good evening, church. Good evening. Thank you for allowing us to have another chance to worship and praise our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this Wednesday night prayer meeting. Let us pray. God, our Father, we come just now realizing you are a great and marvelous God, one who's to be exalted and praised. Thank you, Father God, for just being so good to us, O Lord, better than we've been to ourselves. We know that life is full of challenges, conflicts, and stressful situations, but, you know, we cannot let fear and harm confuse our minds, stop us from having a closer relationship with you, O Lord. So we're so thankful once again just to have an opportunity just to praise you and glorify you and worship you right now. Welcome to all our visitors that are here. I pray, Father God, you would allow them to just feel your ever-loving presence, rain down blessings upon them. Thank you for being here, taking out some time with us. And I pray the Lord will give you all what you stand in need of. I pray, Lord God, you would also bless my wife and my children, oh Father God, continue to help us be better servants, better friends, where we can continue to keep serving you in spirit and in truth. And I pray that you would send blessings to all the members of First Baptist Church, oh Father. I pray, Father God, that you would just let your mercy and your glory just fill their hearts with nothing but joy, and the joy that can only come from you, because you are a great God, mighty God, who we all can call on in any time of trouble. Help us, Lord, to just be the people that you have us to be, oh Lord. I pray that if there's any fear that's in our hearts, oh Father, I pray that you would just take that away and change our fears to just faith in you, because you know that there's no problem too big, there is no hurt too bad, and there's no mistakes so deep that you cannot provide for us strength and wisdom to just worship and praise you, O Lord. So I pray, Father God, that you would just forgive us for all our sins, O Lord, that we have done that's unpleasing to you, and help us to restore the joy and the love that you have gave to us. Let us be able to share that love with others that are lost in this world, Father. Pray, Lord God, that you would just give us a mindset, oh Lord, where we can just do your will, your way, where we will not let the temptation of this world draw us down, oh Father. Strengthen us where we where we might be weak, oh Lord. Pray, Lord God, that you would just fill us up with your ever loving presence so that we can serve you and worship you and praise your holy and divine name. Pray that you will send blessings to our pastor, Father God. Watch over him and his family. Thank you for his commitment and his joy. Pray, Father God, you would continue to fill him up, oh Father, so that he can stay on the path of righteousness, oh Father. Pray that you would watch over also people who had lost loved ones, oh Father, due to circumstances in their lives, oh Father. Pray, Father God, that you would just help them not to be broken down and hurt, and hope that you would just fill that void of comfort to allow them to just draw a little closer to you, oh Father, so that they can live their lives and be able to celebrate the lives of their family members. I pray that you would just give us also opportunity to watch over our young people right now, Father. You know all what they're going through all around this world, oh Father. I pray, Father God, you would just strengthen them and just keep your hedge of protection around them, Father God, and help us just to set good examples, oh Lord, so that they would not fall victim to the terrible web of this world. And thank you so much, oh Father, for just allowing me just to have an opportunity and a chance just to get things right that we messed up on yesterday. And I pray, Father God, that you would just come into this worship experience right now, oh Lord, and fill our hearts with joy so we can feel that victory that only can come from you. And thank you so much for the gift of the Holy Spirit that you graciously given to us. Let it dwell deep within our hearts so we can feel your ever-loving joy, your peace, and your Spirit's power, because you are our Savior and you are our Prince of Peace, our Deliverer, and our bright and morning star. Help us to know that we are not alone, because you said in your word that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So help us just to trust you despite all the circumstances that surround us, oh Lord. We need you right now, Father. So I pray, Father God, you would intercede for people who are calling out your name right now, oh Lord, especially the sick and shedding right now, Father God. Touch them right now, oh Lord, and be your holy and divine will. Get them off the ones that's on the bed of affliction, oh Father God. Help them to breathe down on them strength, oh Lord, so they can feel your presence and your love and your joy. Keep us all on a path of righteousness for your name's sake, because you alone are God. Teach us your way, O Lord, that we may walk in your truth. Give us an undivided heart, O Father, so that we may fear your name. And help us to praise you, O Lord, our God, with all of our heart, so that we can glorify your name forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer.
Thank you.
We will now be led in prayer by Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist friends, family, and visitors. Oh, what a joy it is to be here one more time. There's so much uncertainty going on with the elections, our youth being gunned down in the streets all around us, wars going on around the world. But I'm reminded we are kept by the power of God through faith. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace one more time. At this moment, we look for your presence and your power as we draw close to you. You're such a great and awesome God, a God that sits high yet looks low. We're rejoicing knowing that you're a God who promised to never leave us nor forsake us. We glorify your holy name and lift up our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help. We remember everything that you have done for us, Lord. All of our help comes from you, Lord. We seek your strength in these times of hardship and trouble, Father. We have made so many troubles ourselves, and we ask for your forgiveness of our sins and any transgressions. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who made it possible to find refuge in your word, in your will, and your way. We know that faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord, for it leads us to truth. God, we have so many concerns, and right now, Father, we ask that you look out for our youth. Protect them, Lord. Help our sick and shut-in families. Comfort our bereaved families. They need you, Lord. All of us at this time, Lord, everyone on this line needs you. Your love, your grace, your mercy just suits our case. For we're just your children, believers in pleasing you, God. Help us in all that we do say to glorify you. Bless our pastor, Frank Tucker, for his committed service over the many years and what he's led First Baptist for so many times. Bless our church. Bless all the members, officers, and those who are in the sound of my voice. Father, help our bereaved family because times like this is very, very difficult. Help our nation to come together in the spirit of your love. Help us to reach out to the poor, the lost, those who do not know the pardoning of their sins. Help us to shine your light in us everywhere we go, that everyone will know that Jesus is Lord. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Deaconess Pamela Robinson, who serves on the First Baptist Church Deaconess Ministry.
Amen. Amen. Oh, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. To our distinguished pastor, the Reverend Frank D. Tucker, and all that are under the sound of my voice, good evening. I greet you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I am indeed honored and delighted to have been afforded the opportunity to bring forth and share with you, just for a moment, tonight's inspirational message, the fruit of the Spirit, goodness. For surely in these trying times, we need to be reminded about goodness. When some of us think of the word goodness, usually what comes to mind are examples of goodness like the feeling one receives when volunteering at a homeless shelter and serving those that are mentally, emotionally, and physically challenged, behavioral goodness. Or even the feeling we get when we cast votes at the polls, civic goodness. Oh, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Or perhaps even the warm feeling you obtain when your spouse or significant other says, I love you, romantic goodness. Oh, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. And even indulging in a home-cooked meal like fried chicken and potato salad, and collard greens and candy yams and ham and ribs and macaroni and cheese and a savory bacon dish, a slice of homemade chocolate cake or a slice of sweet potato pie, or simply drinking a tall glass of ice-cold water on a very hot and humid summer day, or even jamming with artists like George Duke, Wynton Marsalis, Ray Charles, The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Jay-Z, Jill Scott, Etta James, Pamela Mann, Glennis Wade, Betty McKenzie, Yolanda Adams, Mike Pryor, David Powell, and Stanley Thurston. Cultural goodness at its finest. Oh, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Again, that's how some of us look at goodness. But more importantly, what does the Bible say about goodness? God's goodness is a bedrock of the truth of the Scriptures. God's goodness is praised in the book of Psalms. Psalms 25:8, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, will he teach sinners in the way. Psalms 34:8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Psalms 86:5, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Psalms 105, the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalms 118:1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 145:9, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. The spiritual fruit of goodness enables sinful man to do good and to be good. Goodness is the essence of God's nature. God knows how much we love him by how much we are showing self-sacrificing love for others. Where we had harbored selfishness, cruelty, rebelliousness, and spite, we now possess love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of these fruits reflect the character of God, and goodness is one that relates directly to morality. Goodness is virtue and holiness in action. Don't miss that now. Goodness is virtue and holiness in action. Doing good decreases stress. Doing good increases life expectancy. Doing good makes us feel better. Doing good makes us happier. Doing good promotes mental health. Above all, doing good honors God. The life of Jesus Christ is the perfect example of goodness. As he died on the cross for the sins of humanity in order to give us the gift of eternal life. His ministry and sacrifice is an example of God's goodness toward mankind. In closing, let us remember to read, study, meditate, memorize, teach, and apply the goodness of the Lord in all our endeavors. Oh, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Thank you.
All right, the lines will be open for 20 seconds. The lines will be open for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation for Deaconess Robinson and her message. The lines are open for 20 seconds.
Thank you, big sister.
All right. Sister Dana Anderson wants to make sure that I remind you that the music ministry of First Baptist Church cordially invites you to share with us as we present psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs from the organ console on Sunday, November 20th at 2 o'clock p.m. The concert will be preceded by a pre-concert discussion moderated by the Reverend Dr. Dolores Carpenter, founder of the African Heritage Cultural Institute. Enjoy an afternoon of hymns and sacred music offerings by area guest organists, including our very own Dr. Garnett Mowat. The concert will take place at First Baptist Church and is free and open to the public. Island parking on New Hampshire Avenue will be extended to 5 p.m. Pre-registration is encouraged. And please note that temperature screening and wearing of masks are required. In reverence, recognition, and reflection of our pastor, Reverend Tucker asks First Baptist Church family to join him in supporting our outreach ministry. This Christmas, with your help, the outreach ministry will serve 125 foster children residing in the DMV. There is still time to give a sacrificial donation of $25 or more to help them experience the joy of Christmas as never before. You may provide your support via cash, check, money order, or Visa gift card. Alternatively, you can make your donation online via our website using our e-giving tool. A member of the outreach ministry will be available to accept your gifts at the conclusion of Sunday's services. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry at 301-537-0499. Collections for this event ends on Sunday, November 13th. And speaking of Sunday, November 13th, please join me in wishing our very own Deaconess Jean Tolliver a very happy and blessed birthday in advance. She will be celebrating her special day on Sunday, November 13th. So I'm going to open up the lines after I play this very short little happy birthday song so that we can all wish her a very blessed and happy birthday. The lines will be open for 20 seconds to show our appreciation for Deaconess Jean Tolliver. God bless you, Deaconess Tolliver. We will now have remarks and closing prayers by Reverend Frank D. Tucker.
Surely we thank God for this blessed experience that has been ours today to share in prayer and celebration and merriment, and to understand and discover afresh all of the ways of expressing and experiencing goodness. We do want to express our deep appreciation to Deaconess Pamela Robinson for her message today. Let me also thank God for all of those persons who have participated in our experience of prayer today. We certainly were drawn closer to God and was inspired by all of your participation. And we want to say thank you also to our host, who has been doing an outstanding job in leading us in these prayer experiences, as well as those who are attending. We certainly appreciate the fact that so many of you are still attending our prayer experience, and we offer our gratitude to God for you and how you are carrying on in a wonderful way. And certainly we want to thank all of those persons in our IT ministry who's making these experiences possible as well. For without you, it could not be done. And so we are just grateful to you so very, very much. Let us continue to praise God together. And let us come together on Sunday, November the 13th, when our worship experience at 10 a.m. with our youth and young adult Sunday. Minister Lisa Tucker will be preaching the word. Let us all come and invite persons to join us on Sunday and share in worship together. We do also want to prime you to our Thanksgiving Day services on November the 24th at 10 a.m. This will be a virtual service only, just as it'll be Zoom, just as we have experienced before, but you can do it from home virtually. from home. That'll be at 10 a.m. on the 24th is our Thanksgiving Day services. Then we want to remind you to pray for our bereaved. On tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., the homegoing services will be held for our beloved member, Sister Carolyn Smith, at the First Baptist Church. We certainly thank God for all those persons who will come and help us to make that a blessed experience of homegoing. And then let us pray for the Nicholas family in the transitioning of our beloved member, the Reverend John Nicholas Jr. of the St. John's Baptist Church in Arlington, Virginia. The services will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. And we urge you to come, if you can, and share in that service at the St. John Church, 1905 South Columbia Pike, Arlington, Virginia. There will be also a viewing on Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and a wake experience from 1 to 2 as well on Friday afternoon. We trust that we will keep that family in prayer. Let us also continue to pray for our sick and shut-in members. They need your prayers, and we thank God that He's still hearing and answering our prayers. We're now going to open the line up for 20 seconds for your prayer requests. For 20 seconds, the lines will be open for your prayer requests tonight. Special requests.
Bless him of peace, Lord. Bless him of peace, Lord.
God, our Father, we come before you just now to ask that you would break through the noise of this time, the noise of the day, that that you would hear the cries and the pleas of your people. We ask, O God, that you would attend to the needs, the concerns, the interests, the hurts, the pains, that you would be with them, O God, as only you can do. You know what's on our hearts. You know what we stand in need of before we even ask. And so, God, we just pray now that you would indeed hear our collective cry unto you. Now, God, we want to say thank you. We come at this season of Thanksgiving to just give gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to you. We, oh God, are grateful for the privilege of life, how you woke us up this morning, how you gave us another chance, another day. Your Spirit gave us power to move, to live, to go and to grow. We thank you, O God. We thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength continue to bless us and give us the power that we might be able to do what is good and right, what you desire us to do. We pray, oh God, for sound mind, and thank you for giving us clarity of mind, giving us the sense to call on your holy and divine name and draw nearer unto you. We thank you for family, O God. We thank you for friends. We thank you for those persons who bring us joy and bring us comfort and provide for us inspiration and all that is needed to make us more comfortable and more at peace in this world. And now, Lord, we ask thy blessings upon us and deliver us from all the hurt and the harm. Deliver us from the pit of darkness and sin, and grant unto us, O God, the power of peace. And then, O God, we want to just say thank you once again for your goodness, for your mercy, for your kindness, for the gentle presence of your Spirit. Be with the First Baptist Church family, O God, each member one by one, all of the leadership, O God. Bless them, O God. Comfort them and provide, O God, what they need. And bless each of us that we may walk in your way and in your light, and be a light to the world. These and other needful blessings we ask in thy holy and divine name. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you, and grant unto you his holy and divine peace. And the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for November 9th. We thank you for joining and encourage you to please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight. And if you need additional information, please read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary.
All this time I thought it was H-O-L-Y, but it's W-H-O-L-L. Why? That means all. Not perfect, but all that I have, I give it to the Lord.
That sweet hour of prayer. never the same. Jesus, omnipotent reigns. Jesus, let earth proclaim that all is forgiven in Jesus' name. Here we go.
In Jesus' name.
Every stronghold is broken.
A new song of worship for those who love the presence of the Lord. It says, in his presence there's fullness of joy. In his right hand he has pleasures for you. Let me sing it for you real quick. It says, oh, how good it is to be in the presence of the Lord. My soul rejoices being in the presence of the King. So refreshing, such a blessing. There's no place I'd rather be than in the presence of the King. Anybody like to be in his presence? Let me sing it again. Oh, how good it is to be in the presence of the Lord. My soul rejoices being in the presence of the King. So refreshing, such a blessing. No place I'd rather be than in the presence of the King. Come on, everybody, sing it together. Oh, how good.
Oh, how good it is.
Yes, it is.
Be in the presence of the Lord.
My soul,
rejoices.
Anybody can rejoice in the Lord.
In the presence of the King.
It's so refreshing, y'all.
So refreshing.
And for me, it's such a blessing.
So refreshing.
There's no place that rain
been
in the presence of the
King.
Hallelujah. I know y'all gonna like this one. I wanna see y'all sing this all over the world. Let me teach it to you. Makes me wanna sing, makes me wanna shout, makes me wanna holler. Makes me wanna sing, makes me wanna shout, makes me wanna holler. Here it is. Throw up my hands. Somebody put your hands in the atmosphere right here. Hallelujah.
For the mention of the name, Spirit is moving, burning like a flame, healing the broken by the one we proclaim. Raise it up, fill the sky. Chains will fall, mountains move, we lift them high. I speak the name above all other names. I speak the name, the wind and waves obey. All of heaven coming down, fill the earth with the sound of the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. open our eyes again. Father, please open our eyes. It's exactly what she meant, and then she followed up and said, because I told you so. And I'm praying that you open our eyes.
Oh, my God.
I'm praying that you open our eyes again.
Oh, Father.
Father, please open our eyes. Father, please open our eyes.
Oh,
People of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Of heaven, let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight. Yeah. feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain? Yeah.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Thank you so much, First Baptist, for sticking with me. I pray that you have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week, and I look forward to seeing you back on the line next Wednesday by 7 p.m. Take care.